Guys, gals, and non-binary pals, welcome to the Marvel Rivals Review Podcast, the podcast where 3 men in their 30s talk all things Marvel Rivals, from the news to the balance and all the drama that comes with being an online community. My name is Conrad Guther, and I'm joined by always by my co-host, The Heatorwork.
Hello, hello.
And Vance Helsing Gaming down here.
Hello, hi.
So, I have got a pretty divisive episode today planned for everybody. So before that, let's start off easy. Let's go. How have you guys' weeks been? The last couple.
Last couple weeks for me has been pretty nice. I mean, I got my little gaming room set up and, bought a computer off of Vance. So, you know.
Just it. Taking all the boys' computers. I
see. Yeah, oh, yeah, bought a computer off of Conrad.
Gathering computers like a computer dragon. Mm-hmm. All right. Vance, what about you?
This is... Oh, my God. I have had... Yes, the Heatorwork bought a computer off of me in the process. So, my wife and I play Diablo 4. So, we're like, okay, we're just going to play it. It's fine. No big deal. Turns out, my wife's computer has an i3 processor, and Diablo 4 is like, hey, we recommend you have at least an i5. So, before I even looked at anything else, I was like, oh, it's probably her graphics card that's bad. Because I was like, I didn't look at her processor. I thought it was fine. I didn't think her computer was that old. So I buy a 3060 off Best Buy and have it mailed to the house. I'm like, okay, cool. I'll just buy this. And then I was like, well, I have a 2060 in my old computer that I should work fine, at least for the time being. So plug it all in, you know, get everything set up and start it up. Nope, still running into issues with it. I'm like, why is going on? So I'm looking at the recommended specs for D4. I open up my wife's computer. I'm like, honey, you have an i3 processor. I'm like, when did we buy your computer? She's like, 2017. I'm like, your computer's 7 fucking years old. Okay. So I was like, well, I'm just going to have to buy you a whole fucking new computer. Because I don't feel comfortable enough to change out a CPU without f***ing something up. So I go on Best Buy and I see this cool computer. It's got a f***ing 4060 in it and it's a AMD Ryzen fucking 9700. I'm like, sweet! That's a dope-ass computer for I think it was like $1,100. I'm like, that's pretty good for that
that's
price.
Good.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, I'll take it. It's better than my computer, but, you know, it's fine. And I was like, you know what? I'm an asshole. I'm going to give my wife my old computer, and I'm gonna take the new one.
See, I did the exact opposite thing you did, and good things happened to me.
I'm noticing karma's kicking my ass right now.
I got Conrad's computer. I got it for my wife as a gift and bought her a monitor chip. And then, lo and behold, your problem
came
right into my lap.
So I took all my hard drives, or I took my wife's hard drives out of her old computer, which is the one I gave to you, and put them into my old computer, and took mine out of my computer and put them into this new one. This computer has Windows 11. I f***ing hate Windows 11. I'm going to come out and say it. Sorry, Microsoft. I f***ing hate Windows 11.
No, it's not sorry, Microsoft. Awful.
No, we love you.
Fuck you, Bill Gates. Oh, sorry.
But,
I swear.
So, after that, I was like, okay, well... Why is my graphics card seem like it's running slower? Well, turns out I mistook what my graphics card was. I have a 4090. Mm-hmm. The one that I bought in this new one was a 4060. So I gave my wife the 4090, and I was like, not going to happen. No. So I swapped the graphics cards back, which it barely fucking fits in this tower, by the way, but it fits. I had to buy a whole new SATA cable because it didn't have a SATA cable for my old hard drive. So I had to go and go to Best Buy for that. I bought more RAM for this computer because it only had 16 gigs. I was like, I need more than that. So I was like, oh, I'll just go to Best Buy and buy a new thing of RAM. So I go there and they've got a thing on display. It's like $60 and it's a 32 gig stick of RAM. I'm like, sweet, $60 for 32 gigs? Hell yeah. So I'm like, hey, I want this. He's like, okay, cool. He goes, takes it, scans it, $110. I'm like, that's not what the sales price said.
You lie.
But I was like, you know what? F*** it. I'm done with it. Also, when I go to Best Buy, I go to return the graphics card that I bought, that 3060, and I take it to the counter. I'm like, hey, this is a return. I don't need it. And they're like, oh, okay. So he scans it, He's like, all right, go ahead and swipe your card. I'm like, okay, cool. Swipe it. He hands the graphics card back to me and is like, there you go. Have a nice day. I'm like, this is a return. He's like, oh. So he had to refund it. He charged me for it.
He charged you for your own.
He charged me for it again. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, no, this is a return. So he had to refund it twice. And
that's not a good look, person from Best Buy. I don't know who you are.
Oh my God, dude. And, like, I get it. He's a retail worker working minimum wage at Best Buy. I get it. Mistakes happen, but just, it was compounding everything was just going wrong with this.
Mm-hmm.
So now fast forward to 15 minutes ago, I just got my son in bed. Excuse me. Ugh. None of my recording stuff is set up. I don't have my editing software on this computer yet. I have nothing set up. And Windows 11 is fucking with my voice meter. So, like, on my virtual audio cables and stuff. So none of it's working properly. It's like it's not registering it. So I've been fighting with it for the past 25 minutes, trying to get it to work, and it just won't.
Did you go into Device Manager and look at your audio drivers?
I have not. I haven't got that far yet. So I'm about to just be at the point, because my old hard drive has Windows 10 and everything set up on it, to just fucking set that as the priority boot and just have this other new system or this new hard drive just be storage space. Yeah. That's about to be all it is, because I'm losing my fucking mind.
Nice.
All right. Nice. Give your balls a tug, bud. Let's get it together.
Oh. All right. So, but in terms of Marvel Rivals, like, how's your couple of weeks of it?
I haven't played.
Wait. Nice. I'm gold now. Gold all on my chain. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Moon Knight. I know you're getting nerfed. Shout out Doctor Strange. Please don't ever get nerfed. I love you. You're my favorite.
Actually, I lied. I did play. I made it to silver. I'm silver 3.
Hey. So. Let's go.
Nice. I hit GM 2.
God
damn. Oh,
yeah. Only playing Doctor Strange, but I lost it today. I dropped all the way down to Diamond 1 and just the, like, longest loss streak of my life. It was, like, 6 losses in a row and then a draw, and I'm like, fuck this, I'm playing on a new account and I'm learning magic. So,
wait, Doctor Strange? I thought you were one-tricking
no,
Mr. Fantastic.
No, Mr. Fantastic. That's what I said Mr. Fantastic.
No,
you
said
definitely
Dr.
said
Strange.
Dr. Strange.
You guys...
Run it back.
Are gaslighting me.
Nope.
It's on tape.
Right.
Editor me.
It's on tape.
Play the clip.
All right.
Play the clip.
Fine.
Flashback.
Only playing Doctor Strange.
End of flashback.
Fine. Play it. I'm like, wait, here you go. So Mr. Fantastic one trip. Okay. So we got an email recently that said that it was kind of hard to watch the podcast because I used the F word too much. So, going forward, I'm going to not use it as much.
I will believe it when I see it.
Yeah. So, here's a fun fact. I was in the Navy. When I get excited about things, I slur. I forget other people have sensibilities.
And not just the F word, guys.
Are a little bit more offended by the... Yeah, I think the F word is tame. But I guess that's not true for everybody.
It's not. Oh, my God.
So we are an inclusive podcast. So we will do our best going forward to use it less often. Okay.
So I apologize then for my ranting and raving about my computer, because I didn't know that email came in.
Yeah. So before we get into the real divisive stuff today, I do want to say we are looking for a fourth host for our podcast, and we are accepting applications to our Discord. The Discord link will be in the description below. We are looking for someone specifically that is high rank, top 500 or Celestial, that can balance out my mid rank opinions as well as these guys' low ones. We want the full spectrum.
Oh, yeah. 77% of players. Thank you.
Okay. Whatever. But yeah, applications are open. Please link a little bit about yourself, a picture of your rank, and we'll do like formal interviews. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Right,
if you're interested in that.
I hate interviews.
All right. So there's been a lot going on nationally. And I want to go into a little bit personal things right real quick. I have a bachelor's degree in social work, right? I specifically help people with disabilities find jobs. That's what I do for a living.
It really does.
Yeah. And I know from how I present myself on here, I might not seem like I have a social work education, but I do, and I am. So recently, there's been a slew of plane crashes in the United States. So our hearts go out, of course, to the people that have lost their lives and the families that have lost loved ones. But yeah. I would like to take a second because the orange man at the presidency has blamed, due to common sense, and I'm air quoting here, the plane crashes on DEI hires, and that's a ridiculous and harmful rhetorical thing to say. Because it's already difficult enough for people with disabilities to find jobs. And I do want to be very clear. The FAA has very strict hiring practices for air traffic controllers. They prefer people to have a bachelor's degree, believe it or not. They have to undergo a 3-month training course in Oklahoma City. And then it takes an additional 5 years before they are, you know, entrusted by themselves. So, like, their accreditation process. So, it's an absolute ridiculous notion that these plane crashes have happened behind DEI hires, and we should let the investigators do their thing to find out the causes of these tragedies. So I just wanted to play that out there.
All right. Well, yeah, yep. For real. That shit's crazy.
Yeah.
Yep. So while we're on the topic of DEI, though, and I'm starting this week with the drama before the news, because there's a lot. So there is this returning sentiment on especially the Steam forums on Marvel Rivals that this game is doing particularly well, and this is something we've already talked about in past episodes, but not as many people will listen to us back then, is that the game has been doing so well specifically because it's not woke and they're it's not gay, and that's why, and that's just like, you know what? What do you think? What do you guys think? Is that why the game does well?
Of gay and tons of characters in Marvel of all different diverse.
Yeah. Do people not know what Marvel is? Like, do they? I mean, it's not. Let's exclude the fact that there are people that are sleeping with aliens, and that's fine. But it's, if they're gay or lesbian, that's the problem. Yeah. You need to reevaluate decisions.
But those aliens are, and I quote, baddies.
Okay. Excuse me. Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
And this is something we've already talked about. It's just really upsetting to me that that's why people think the game is doing well. Let's be very clear. The game does well because it's fun to play. It has good mechanics. It has, like, all these features people at Overwatch have been asking for forever, like hero bands and a tournament system. They have good skins. It is not because this game is woke. And these people that say this, it drives me insane because they're like, I hate DEI, blah, 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 blah. I hate having gay people in my games and when women are ugly in my games. These are the same people that, how do I want to say this? They want personal freedom, and they brag about how good America is, and then they're like, thank God China is not DEI. It's like, what do you fucking mean? Like, that's so contradictory. It's like, what the fuck?
And bottom line, who gives a flark?
Yeah.
Who does?
Who gives a flark? All right.
Yeah, who gives a flark, dude? Yeah. Okay.
Well.
So, more drama.
Oh, no.
And this is a little bit more my own drama. Well, I'm gonna quote, who was that that said, cry havoc and let slip the dogs of war. I have had it with support players.
Oh no.
Oh my
Lightning.
God.
Thunder.
We're fucking going there. I'm gonna say something. Oh, sorry.
You know, hang on. Before you dive into this, Editor Me is going to have an absolute nightmare going through and putting, like, duck sounds over all of these curse words.
Editor You has never done anything.
I'm going to have to now.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we got the complaint.
Yep. All right. My war with support players. I'm going to say it, and I want your guys' opinions. That supports, people that play supports and only supports, are by far the worst players with the least amount of skill in Marvel Rivals. I'm saying it.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
That's a bold claim.
What do you guys think?
From someone who plays support all the time, that's pretty crazy to hear right now.
I have more time on DPS at this point.
The weird thing is, they're
fantastic lock-in for 2 weeks.
They're Wolverine players, so I don't know how I feel about the claim that support players are the worst when Wolverine players exist. But
Wolverine's a monster. Oh my goodness.
He is a single target tank. That is his entire mission, and he just holds shreds them. That's it.
But there's still better tank shredders. I mean, for real.
Conrad brought a hot take. I brought a hot take. Wolverine players.
I agree. That's why he's like permabanned in Diamond Plus. Like, he's just not in the game.
Yep.
Yeah. But back to support, because I have a lot of points to talk about support, and we're going to dive into them. I'm going to say it. Besides, like, Loki, no supports are difficult to play. They're not. I don't think they are. I think they're super fucking easy. I'm sorry. Super flarkin' easy. I think supports, besides, like, Loki and aiming with, like, Luna Snow, because that's just a hit scan, so you have to aim. I think it's incredibly easy to get the minimum value you need to climb. I'm saying it. What do you guys think?
I feel like Mantis requires a little more skill and game sense. You got to know when to sleep. You got to know when to use your ult. I mean, a lot of people play support. I mean, and still get value, but blow their ults in the dumbest ways. And, like, you know.
I mean, I don't know if value, but I don't know if it would say it requires more skill. Like, how hard is it to press your ult as soon as you hear, like, I don't know, Psylocke start screaming in Japanese? Like, oh, there's Japanese screaming. Q, done. All right, we're good.
It's more like they hit Q to start a fight by themselves as Luna Snow dancing in front of the enemy team, like six of them, and
yes,
your team's
but
still coming back from spawn.
But that's 12 seconds that they have stalled on that point in overtime. I'm just saying.
I mean, if you're using that way, yeah, but that doesn't happen. That's not the reality of the situation. We know what happens.
I'm just saying it. Cloak and Dagger specifically has an incredibly high play rate this season, just like everywhere. And it's incredibly frustrating because that's a non-aim character. And I enjoy playing Cloak and Dagger, right? I'm almost Lord on Cloak and Dagger. But like, Cloak and Dagger's fun. And I want to say before I keep going that we definitely respect support players. I just have issues with y'all right now. So we're going to dive into it.
He doesn't respect you. He's lying for the camera.
Duelist or Vanguard, who's up next week? We'll figure that out.
But like, take that, like, support. Like, Flarkin, Cloak, and Dagger. Like, they have all in the first 30 seconds of a game, right? Bro, it's insane. Really, it's insane. Like, you pop out of spawn, and the Cloak and Dagger's already alting into your back line. And now, because people are finally learning how to play with that alt, like, they just advance with their 220 healing a second and just, like, kill you. Like, alts like that, when you have them so fast, they, like, negate your positioning because there's just immortality everywhere. Like, that's, like, little skill to do because, like, all auto-aim. It's, like, it's just super annoying. They have, and it's just all the time, alts. Alts, 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 alts on alts on support alts, alts on alts on alts.
So what you're saying is you want weaker support alts or something more like Rocket and Loki?
No, what I'm saying are supports are boosted because all their value come out of their alts and their mid game doesn't really mean anything. And they just cast alt every 30 seconds and win fights and they're boosted. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean.
Wow. That's incredibly volatile.
I know. I told you we're being divisive today. And I mean, the link in the Discord is there. Come tell me I'm wrong, but like, I'm not going to listen.
Come fight him
1v1.
He'll invite you to Rust.
Come 1v1 me, bro.
It's on.
Come 1v1 me, bro. All right. No. I got more to talk about supports. This isn't even close to being done. This is like the I am going to war with supports players episode. I want to talk about our Flarkin Rocket Raccoon. I'm sorry. We're gonna get better about swearing, I promise, guys.
He is going to get better. It's him.
I'm about to have start using a stopwatch, and every time somebody curses, I have to hit space so I can just know where the timestamps are.
We should do a $1 donation from the podcast every time someone swears the St. Jude's.
We don't have enough money. We're already in the hole in this podcast.
Yeah. Okay, back to it. I have a problem with Rocket Raccoon. There's this whole thing, like, everybody's like, oh, everybody hates on Rocket Raccoon, but he has one of the highest win rates in the game. That is true. Rocket Raccoon has the highest win rate on support based on like a third party site at like 52% win rate, which is like the highest support win rate or strategist win rate. But I have problems with him because he is boring. He is boring. You're boring if you play Rocket. I'm sorry, you can have fun, but just like tell me you played Mercy without telling you played Mercy. Because he doesn't actually use his gun. All he has is movement. He's got a damage boost, a res, and he just flies around and just doesn't die. That's all he does. And he only
armor
has
packs.
Yeah, he only has a high win rate because you don't take in consideration the other supports he's playing with have defensive ults. Like go run Rocket with Jeff and see how well you do. It just doesn't work because you don't have a defensive ult. I'm saying it. I don't care what they say. Rocket Raccoon's a trash panda.
Oh.
I mean, he is a raccoon, which is a trash panda.
He's not a raccoon. He's Rocket.
His
did
name
you not
is
watch Guardians 3.
His name is literally Rocket Raccoon.
Mm-hmm. That's what people called him. He goes by Rocket.
Then he looks like
you missed
a raccoon.
The point of the last movie.
I didn't watch the last movie.
You didn't watch the last Guardians.
And you didn't
movie?
Watch. You didn't watch Thor: Love and Thunder either.
Nope.
What? Those are like the last good ones.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, Lord, Love and Thunder was all right.
Before we,
but Guardians 3 was great.
Hang on. Before we talk any more about movies, I watched Sonic 3 today, and it was fantastic.
I haven't seen it yet. I want to watch it.
Yeah, I hear it's really
love
good.
Sonic.
It was so good. Really good. So many references to Sonic Adventure 2. Anyways, back to Marvel Rivals.
Yeah, back specifically supports and my problems with them. All right. Especially in quick play. You mother... People, you people that come from mothers that play support in quick play, especially, and even in rank, are afraid to leave the cart. I understand.
Oh my god!
The cart moves faster when people are on it, but it will move without anybody on it. And if your tank and DPS are taking space, and you do not leave the cart to go support them, you through.
It was you.
Don't be afraid to play the game. I mean, I know some of you don't have a pair, but grow a theoretical pair and go play the shooter game. Go flarking in there, man. And so you go in, you play the game. Just you're afraid. You're afraid. It's all right. It's all right, baby girl. Everything's gonna be okay. Go in there.
Hang on. To make more sense of that point for people that can't grasp the concept, right? So the cart moves faster when there's your team on it, but if the opposing team is dead further up ahead, they can't stop the cart and it's gonna move for free anyways.
It will move regardless.
It moves by itself. As long as your team has control, no one has to stand on the cart.
This is not Overwatch.
Yeah. You can go support your team. Please do. The supports are, and the strategists in the game are quite literally the strongest characters in the game. They can do good damage, they have CC, they can heal a lot, and their alts are so central to the game, you have to play around them, right? Like, that they are, like, the number one priority in any game is the status of support alts. It's true. So let's gain some courage, and let's, get in there.
If you're above the age, take some liquid courage.
Did you guys know that you could shoot Mantis's ghost?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I didn't know it was a breakable thing. I just found that out.
That's a breakable thing?
Yeah. Yeah, that you can free whoever's stunned by shooting the ghost.
By shooting the ghost.
Huh.
True story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Neat.
All right. Mm-hmm. I got more. No, I'm not done with you guys. Oh, man. Like I know. Yeah, I told you. I'm going to war with support players.
We're already 25
minutes
in.
You guys are afraid, and I know you're afraid because I hit GM2 on Mr. Fantastic, and I only use my alt to bait out support alts. That alt won't kill you. Mr. Fantastic alt won't kill you, but you'd alt anyways. Alt anyways.
Just...
They hear a voice line, not on your team, and they...
It's like, oh, gosh.
They wet their pants.
And not only would they alt, but you would double alt, right? I don't communicate in-game. No. I don't because I don't want to be toxic, and I don't want people to be toxic to me. But you you guys do realize how bad it is popping two support alts at the same time, right? That's still, that's you just messed up your whole flow. You might win that fight because of the massive amount of healings, but now you're not going to have alt coming into the next engagement.
The DPS
again. Again.
And guess who's prime targets with no ults?
I noticed, and oh my God, and I noticed this today. I noticed this today as I fell. You can tell I'm a little bit tilted. Yes, I fell a lot today in SR. And is that my fault? Yes, I could have played a lot better. But I will tell you what, the support players in our losing games were always the ones who initiate the surrenders. They always the one that want to quit early. It's like, it's just over.
I can't do this. Yeah.
Never surrender in this game. You can always come. This game is a snowball game. You win the game by maintaining an advantage over time. That is how this game works. Like, and that's how you end up snowballing and winning a game. And that process can flip like that based on a split second of choice. There, it's never over. You can always come back.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Don't surrender.
Especially if you're Dr. Strange. All right.
We talked about this a little bit before, but your alts, support alts, are too powerful for how fast they charge, and they're like 12 seconds. Imagine you're playing against a Mantis, Luna Snow, and Loki, and they coordinate their alts properly. Luna Snow alts, that's 12 seconds of immortality, essentially. Loki copies her, that's another 12 seconds, and then Luna alts. Or then the Mantis alts, that's another like 10 seconds. That is like 40 seconds of immortality. It's insane. Fights should not last that long. They should be over way quicker than that. Like, it's crazy. Too fast. And then, by the time that 40 seconds has passed, the first person that all almost has their ult again.
It's a never-ending cycle.
Non-stop, man. It is non-stop. That is the hardest part about spinning support by far, is just timing your ults. That's it. That's the big challenge. I'm saying it. And I say this as someone who plays a lot of support. Okay.
Except your one trick. So we talked about fantastic it. This season.
In Magic now. Yeah. All right. Like I said, y'all boosted. It's okay. We love you anyways. Always on the cart, never pushing. Yep, true. Alts charge too fast. Yep. I said it. First to surrender. Okay. Yep, the first to surrender. Popping alts at the same time. Rocket Raccoon's a trash panda. All right, support.
All right. There you are, support. Right. That was 30 minutes of.
Can we get to the news now?
Yeah, I feel better now. Wait, actually, I have one more drama, but this isn't about like my hate. This is actually very interesting. This is a very interesting drama. Okay. Have you guys ever heard of a skill based matchmaking? Right.
Yeah.
Like an SR system.
MMR, skill based matchmaking. Like
yep. That plays people with a similar skill rating. That's how it works. Mm-hmm. Well, there's been a lot of drama on the forums and then some YouTube videos and all this stuff. And it's about Marvel Rivals matchmaking and why it's awful. And it's people are saying it's because Marvel Rivals uses what's called engagement optimized matchmaking. Are you guys familiar with that term?
No. Put you against players.
So engagement optimized matchmaking is this idea that it has skill based matchmaking in it. That's like one part of determining your match, but it also considers things like your win streak, your loss streaks, all this. It's matchmaking designed to keep you engaged. So it uses other and keep you playing. And there's even, as far as people's like purchasing skins in the shop will increase your odds of getting better teammates. So it's engagement optimized matchmaking, where they look at a lot of factors like all over the place to keep you keep you around a 50% win rate, so that you are constantly engaged in the system. And there is a little bit of credit to this, because there's a research paper that's going around that people that work at NetEase were in the research paper, and it is about engagement optimized matchmaking and how they want to utilize it to maintain a player base and raise retention numbers while lowering numbers of people leaving the game.
So genius. Did we just find the title of this episode, and Marvel Rivals is pay to win? Is that what I'm understanding? You buy skins and you're more likely to get better and higher ranked players on your team?
That is the theory that's going around right now. I mean, yeah. I don't think, even if engagement optimized matchmaking is what's going on, I don't think your purchasing skin's gonna put you in a lot of people will say that.
Actually pay to win. Here's yeah. how.
Yeah. No, people will cope based on their, like, unlike, like, listen, I know if you stop by my streams, I blame everybody all the time when I lose, but I will tell you right now, I've always known it was me.
I look myself in the mirror every day.
I'm the reason I lost. I'm coping in the moment to get through the next game. But people will cope because, like, they just can't accept the reality that they're not good at the game. And it's okay not to be good at the game.
It's okay to be bad.
Zeroes and ones, guys. Is awful.
Oh, whoa.
Awful. Yeah. Vance, bottom of the barrel.
Yeah,
but they love
trash. I'm getting there. I just got a computer now that, like, I can play the game at more than 60 frames. So
you're welcome. I'm doing
good. Thank you. Absolutely. You got me to gold. It was Vance. Immediately straight to gold. It really was. It was like all my games. I was like, all right, it is my damage output.
So yeah, so people are using this paper to, like, justify, like, why Marvel Rivals doesn't feel good to them. It's because, you know, of course the system is made in a way to manipulate them, and that's why they're not having fun. I do want to say, though, is, like, okay, so as someone who has some education on how to read and digest research papers, you should always look at these things with, like, a lens of scrutiny. Who is actually qualified among you people on Reddit that are dispersing this paper and, like, making videos saying this is fact, that are qualified to read and interpret that research paper when it uses very advanced mathematical formulas that I doubt you know anything about? Right? That's the problem. It's like you aren't educated to do this. This is a peer-reviewed paper, by the way, too. We have no idea how its peers reviewed that paper. We just have a bunch of people on the internet saying, look at this. Look at this. Vaccines are fake and they cause autism.
Oh, like, no.
That's what
you use for,
right?
Yeah.
I never thought I would ever hear the day when a Marvel Rivals research paper would be compared to vaccines and autism.
I mean, that's my comparison here. It's just like paper exists, therefore vaccines we shouldn't vax our kids. Right? It's just a ridiculous leap of logic for people thinking they're more knowledgeable than they are, and they're just taking what they have in their immediate environment to cope harder about their issues with the game. All it is. It's like, please do not do this with research papers. Just realize that there's experts out there. You either enjoy the game or you don't. Don't cope. You know, about that. So
hope away, people. It's okay. I'm hoping right now.
The hopium.
And please, I've spent like $150 on the game. I hope I get. I'll tell you what, I still
got. That's how he got Grandmaster. We know now.
Well, hang on now. Hang on. In the last episode, he was praising communist China. That's what happened. And then he gained 5,000 followers on Twitch like the next day.
Yeah, so someone botted me. That's crazy. Yeah. I reported it to Twitch, though, so. Yeah.
You shouldn't have.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. We reported.
But you shouldn't listen. Okay, point being, though, is you shouldn't listen to unqualified people that are talking about, like, research paper that people that have spent their whole lives studying a subject have, you know, dedicated to. Maybe you're not the person that draw conclusions from that and spread that to the masses. I'm sorry.
I mean, that's the problem with the human race in general, but we can get on to that. Yeah.
Sorry, not sorry, you know?
Yeah, congratulations. You passed, you know, pre-calc in high school. Now tell me about how this algorithm works and all the numerical factors applied to it.
Dude. I'll even let you watch a YouTube video about it. I'll be back.
All right. So, Clash of the Dancing Lions. You know what I'm talking about?
Fun. I was having a blast. I like that game. People were talking crap, I guess, but I was like, this is kind of cool.
All right. I thought it was crap.
So really?
Yeah. It's so advanced. Obviously, based on your face, you don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's Lucille Ball, but Marvel Rivals.
Kind of. But it's like you have a Widow on your team, Iron Fist, and a Star-Lord. And it's kind of like Rocket League. It's more like Rocket League, I would say, where, you know, there's a ball and you, everybody's abilities steal the ball and you just take it to the goal and you make a goal. My problem with it is just every game devolves into like six people just kicking each other in the middle of the field and no one having control of the ball. Like,
you gotta just grab it as Star-Lord and fly straight through the middle point so you get that three-pointer. That's it.
All right, so why do you like it, Dieter Work? That's crazy, dude.
Because when I'm losing in comp, it's like a good way to just go and not, have to worry about anything. Yeah, it is. It really is. It's like, I play a few games of this, and I like the different kits. It's the only thing I have reference to it is Lucille Ball. It's like, oh, this is definitely better than Lucille Ball. So it's like, I'm messing with it.
Dude, like, I've only been playing it for the paint to get the free skin for the event. That's it.
Oh, I didn't even know you got a free skin.
Yeah, there's a thing in the left-hand corner of the main menu. Click on that, and all that paint you've been getting
you can... The left-hand corner?
Yeah, the up in the left-hand in the main menu, right? There's the big red block, the Clash of the Dancing Lions.
Okay.
And then you use your paint there. Yep, that's the one. At the bottom right-hand corner, there's a thing where you do that 10 times and complete that, and you unlock a free skin.
Oh, I think I did it. I have 830 out of 100.
No, then you haven't used it once at all.
That's a lot of paint.
Okay. Yeah, it's a lot of paint.
Oh, you paint the picture. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. I like it even more now. Look at that.
All right.
I'm close.
So, more news as we go. There's been an introduction of, with Class of the Dancing Lions, there's three new skins involved in the game. They're all the Spring Festival skins, which is really weird that this is a spring event. It must be spring over in China because it is winter here. And not just it's winter, like
Lunar
winter
New Year, up. Right? Is that what they're doing?
No, this is like the Spring Festival. And but it must be spring over there. But over here, it's so deep into winter, pipes frozen burst. It's all over the place.
Hey, that's not true. It was 60 degrees yesterday. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Fantastic. All right. Also, there's been an introduction of three new skins. So there's been the two new skins. The Blood Soldier skin for the Winter Soldier looks pretty good. There was the Blood Karuto skin for Psylocke, where she's like a nurse, I think. I don't know. I get nurse vibes when I look at that skin.
That sounds fetish.
Yeah. And they also, because Spider-Man 2 has come to the PC, they have released his skin from the game as a Spider-Man skin.
Yeah, I saw that. Mm-hmm.
With no highlight intro, though. There's no highlight intro associated with that.
I'm 70 paint away from the skin, by the way. Yeah. I was super mad. I got to the end. Is it 80% done?
Mm-hmm. So those skins, you guys have opinions on the skins?
I haven't seen them.
They're free.
Look at them. They're not bad. Look at them.
They're definitely not my favorites, but they're free.
They're free. All right. So I also, I thought it'd be fun to go through the rivalsmeta.com and discuss the win rates of some of the heroes in the game. And Grandmaster Plus lobbies where, you know, bans are a thing and the meta is more, a little bit more defined. So what would you guys think is the highest win rate character in Grandmaster Plus?
And Grandmaster, the highest win rate?
The highest win rate character. What would you guys have to guess?
Let's say
Storm.
Storm, yeah.
No. It's not Storm?
Okay. Wolverine.
Nope. Not Wolverine.
Hella.
Nope.
Mantis.
It's Magic. With a win rate of 55.34%.
Computer, turn the lights on.
A pick rate.
945. It happens every day.
A pick rate of 16.22% and a ban rate of 3.54%.
Why is Magic dominating games?
Well, like I said, she's only picked 16% of the time. So is that like,
if you have over a 50-50 shot to win the match by playing Magic, Sounds to me like you should play Magic more.
You don't. That's just the stats. Like, there's a... It's not you like you love Magic, and, like, if you lose the game, it's like, it was a coin flip, you know? It's like...
Heads or tails.
That's never been how that works.
All right. My dreams.
All right. So, yeah. But, yeah, Storm follows up with Magic at a 55.13% run rate,
okay,
a pick rate of 11%, and a ban rate of 37.8%.
No storms here.
Wow.
Sunny days.
After that is Wolverine, yeah, with a 54.56% win rate, a 7.25% pick rate, and a ban rate of 47.64%.
I'm learning Wolverine. That's it.
I told you, Wolverine took no skill.
////// //////
Exactly. That's it. Just hold left click.
Tank.
And Hulk is the highest win rate tank, but also he's banned 41% of the time. Wow. So
I cannot get good at Hulk. I'm surviving by using my shield at the end. But, oh my god, your bubble.
Yeah. And like we talked about, the Hulk is really good by himself, but what really throws him over the edge is his team up with Iron Man, specifically.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just turns Iron Man into a god.
So much damage.
Black Panther's win rate is really high, too, at 53.
I've been seeing it.
53.44%, yeah. Crazy. I know back... Okay, so backpedal all the way to support problems.
Oh, no, we're back.
I thought we left.
I tilted again. Here we go. Round two. Complain about not getting peeled and dying to dive all the time. It's an entitlement thing you just see all over the place. Just like posts on the forums everywhere about supports, blaming. It's like, oh, there's so much hate. People hate me so much. Yes, maybe.
It might be deserved.
But part of the skill of climbing and getting, if you're getting dived all the time, part of the skill in climbing on support is dealing with those dives yourself. So, like, I'm sorry you're not getting peeled. It's just not going to happen. But your kits are crazy. Land the sleep, land the freeze, shoot him in the head. Yeah, shoot him in the head, win the game. Like, that's just, you got to do it. You can't count on people all the time. That's just the reality of the situation. I've also seen, like, this thing. There's some people out there that hate that they have to fight at all on Strategist, and they only want to heal. That's their whole appeal to is, like, they just want to heal.
I'm a DPS, as Mantis said, and a healer. Yeah.
And that's just a ridiculous, like, stance to have in a PvP shooting game, because you're healing the team. Of course you're the number one target. You're keeping everybody alive. Of course we're coming for you. That is the contract you sign when you picked Rocket Raccoon at the beginning of the game.
Yeah. You're the one that hung the open season sign. This is your fault.
You can't be mad about getting focused when your whole role asks for it.
Just be better at dueling. Get better at dueling.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have insane kits. Insane kits, like some of the best in the game. Like, just win the fight. Like, yeah, that's...
Like Invisible Woman? Leave. Disappear and run away.
Survive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like we talked about earlier, the highest win rate Rocket is Rocket Raccoon on support, 52.46%, with a pick rate of 32.4%. People love playing Rocket Raccoon. I hate seeing him, though.
I have zero time.
No, I find them boring, personally. I respect you guys out there that enjoy it. I'm glad you found something you like playing.
Rez is nice. I like the little Rez.
Who do you guys think is the lowest win rate in the game, in Grandmaster Plus?
In Captain America.
Black Widow.
Black Widow at 40.51%.
That was my second.
And a pick rate of 1.7%.
Throw the whole character away. Oh my god. Revamp her.
Useless.
You see Black Widow and maybe 1 out of 50 games you do.
Useless character.
Yeah. Some reason, and this is why I don't really believe this site, is Moon Knight is also down here at a 43.44% win rate. and a pick rate of 15%?
Not right now.
Yeah, there's no way because his ult is so good against like triple support, which is like the meta.
Gotta run Moon Knight.
Gotta. Hawkeye also has a very low win rate at 44.31% and a pick rate of 2.8%.
I can see that.
Sounds to me like people just aren't hitting their shots.
Yeah, sounds to me like he doesn't have down. A real. Dude, Hawkeye has like no real ult though. I like used to be scared of Hawkeye ult, and now it's like just stand behind a corner.
Or don't
because he can still die. Like,
shoot him. Everybody shoot him.
Yeah. So he doesn't have a real ult. Like, so he's just not great.
I don't know. I use his ult and people just keep, well, I guess of being in silver, they just they hear him pop off and they're like, all right, guess it's time for me to run across the open.
Yeah.
Also, like, I see, like, most of the strategists have below 50% win rate somehow. Cloak and Dagger, Adam Warlock, Luna Snow, Invisible Woman all have below 50, which is why I don't necessarily believe this, this site. Also, like, this site, right, people, this is another thing you shouldn't take at word, because we don't know how the data is collected. We don't know. Well, basically, the big one is we don't know how the data is collected, so we can't really interpret the results that they have. We don't know what goes into it, if it's actually representative of everybody or what. Also, we don't know if this is, like, unmirrored win rates. I think it would have to be. Like, maybe it makes more sense if they have a negative win rate if, like, they've played so often, right? So their mirrored win rate is probably higher. So, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does everybody understand, like, unmirrored versus mirrored? Like, a mirrored one is, like, if both teams have an invisible woman, right?
Yeah.
So, got it. All right. Oh, Scarlet Witch is also still really down here at like 47.8%. So
I was popping on Scarlet. I went 40-4 in quick play. It was wild.
So I want to do a quick little section, and this is in defense of Mr. Fantastic.
Cool.
In defense, because he's getting a lot of hate online and a lot of toxicity, and I mute everybody at the beginning of the game when I play Mr. Fantastic, no matter what. Like, I will not communicate. There's still toxicity against me without doing that. There's some things, like, I've had all five other people, like, and I still have like a 60% win rate on him, right? I've had all five people on the team turn and like look at me at the beginning of the lobby. I've had people that I played with in previous people on my own team, right, that I played with in previous lobbies try to ban my Mr. Fantastic. My own teammates trying to ban my Mr. Fantastic, by the
way.
I've had people take him from me so I couldn't play him. All kinds of this toxicity. Yeah, so I imagine the slurs I've received if I've been in the chat, but I haven't been. So I do want to say that in Grandmaster Plus, he still has a 51% win rate, according to this site. And a low pick rate, so, you know, he's not that bad. Also, he's really good at frontline pressure, really great at that. You know, go big, each of his punches that pierce shields, that's something maybe people don't know. His normal punches before he's inflated do not go through Doctor Strange or Magneto shields. When he's big, punches do go through shields.
Wow. So,
if you didn't know that, that's a thing that you can do.
Look them arms around, too. Yeah, smack people.
There's a tech you can do where you, before you inflate, you have the time to get off one more ability at 100 elasticity, so you could turn into like the big flat guy and like gain more space like that before you transform. Or you can Susan Storm, use your team up with the Invisible Woman to get shields before you go big form too. So there's that tech too. Also, like, even though his ult is weak, for some reason, supports will still pull ult, so that's how you should use that. I'm just saying, Mr. Fantastic isn't as bad. He's still bad. Not great. But he's not this like not great character that these people want, that people think. I think his supports get nerfed a little bit and Mr. Fantastic gets buffed a little bit, he's going to ruin everybody's times. Because when the supports, when you're cleaving through at 75 damage apiece and the supports aren't ridiculously putting out these redonkulous healing numbers, keeping everybody up, he's gonna do a lot better.
That's what he's hoping for. So that way he can skyrocket to Eternal.
Yep. Yep. Well, I'm not ever gonna hit Eternal, but it'd be cool to hit Celestial. I was when I was GM2 when I was GM2 before I fell. When I hit GM2, the bottom of top 500 was Celestial 2, so I was 3 divisions off top 500.
Wow.
Just saying. Yep. 3 divisions off top 500. So, what up?
He's the real programmer. Programmer.
It's fantastic. Okay. All right. So, I don't have a whole lot more, actually, other than that. I do want to say, like I said, I want to end this saying, I know I said a bunch of things about support players. This is just me dealing with some frustrations. You can come and tell me how you feel about that, sure. But I do want people to know I do respect your autonomy and your decision to play what you want. And, like, I do respect my players in-game. It's just these are some of the problems I've been seeing and I have issues with because I think supports are busted and they're, like, literally the worst thing about the game right now is how high sustain is and just how ridiculous support ults are playing. And that there's so many support players just all the time. It's just frustrating. So please come say something. I want to also say, hey, applications are open for our fourth podcast host. Remember, we want a high-ranked player whose opinions could balance out my opinions with my co-host. The applications you can send into the Marvel Rivals Review at gmail.com. You can send those to through our Discord as well. Please join our Discord in the link below. We look forward to seeing you guys there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, closing thoughts to Heater Work.
I don't think you like supports.
I play support. My second highest character play time is Luna Snow. So.
Yeah. I'm hyped for the new characters. We didn't talk about them yet. Well, I'm sure we talked about them last podcast. But
we have almost 3 weeks before they come out.
We'll have another episode.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have another episode. Hopefully, we'll have like some reviews right before, or like trailers right before that episode.
Yeah, that'll be good. But yeah, that's it, really.
Vance, closing thoughts.
I got nothing. Windows 11 sucks. I'm going back to Windows 10 after this.
All right. Shout out Windows 10.
No, we really do appreciate everybody that listens and takes the time to listen. We do respect you all, even the strategist players. We thank you guys for what you're doing. Please, if you have questions for us, please, there's a section in our Discord where you can drop questions. We'd like to have a mailbag section on our podcast. You can always send questions to MarvelRivalsReview@gmail.com. And, yeah, join our Discord because we're trying to start a community. Great. And remember, fourth podcast host, come join us. It'd be fun. Yeah. Make some friends. Socialize a little bit. Some one of you.
Or some enemies. We haven't decided yet.
Now plug yourselves.
The heat of work on Marvel Rivals, I guess. Come come get it.
Vance Helsing on Marvel Rivals and Vance Helsing Gaming on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I am Conrad Gunther. You can always catch me streaming at twitch.tv/Conrad Gunther where I get angry at games. I drink too much caffeine. I don't eat and I start to throw. I look forward to seeing you guys there.
Bye-bye. Yeah.